For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts, Chris Schubert, floating around as a producer. We're from the Draft Network. We're brought to you by Bet Online, the best spot for all your sports wagering information and news. They've got everything: football's futures, the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, the fights, right? Boxing, UFC, it's all there. Vegas, casino games, poker. Check them out. It's a super easy to use website that you can use on your desktop or mobile device. And if you sign up today, we'll give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's B-L-E-A-V. Bet online. It's where the game starts. Kyle, happy National Bourbon Day to you.
Oh, today's the day. I've spent my whole life waiting for today. And I didn't even know it. I had this poured. It's not happening. Hold on. Please continue. I'll be right back.
You needed no reason to celebrate.
Follow me.
Yeah. We know you got this.
Don't mind me.
Chris, yeah, I don't even think Chris is mad about this. This is great. You got this super cool camera that follows you around. Kyle's pouring bourbon at 11:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
I already worked out. I got my exercise in. I don't need to worry about, you know, being sober for strenuous activity. So little Old Forester 1870 original batch, bottoms up. Cheers. Happy Bourbon Day, everybody.
Kyle Crabb once again finds himself drinking bourbon on the internet. Tradition like no other. Justin Fields Day. It is Justin Fields Day today. We are going to examine. Brother. And I see a feline has also joined the podcast. Yeah, is that Mittens or Bo or who?
Mittens doesn't come down here. She don't mess with draft dudes. This is okay. Logan.
All right. But when I said Bo, can we acknowledge that Logan also goes by Bo?
Yeah, he's got a couple names. Say hello. Yeah.
All right. God, what a start to the pod. And Chris hasn't even come on to complain. There he is.
The definition of off the rails. 2 minutes and 38 seconds into the show.
Just, how can you say no to that face, though?
No, I'm not saying...
He's going to stay up here.
I'm not saying anything bad about what we're doing here. I'm just saying we are off the rails already.
What is going on? There's your thumbnail, Chris, right there.
Yeah, that's your thumbnail. It's got a cat's tail in my face and trying to drink out of the bottle. We're talking about Justin Fields and his supporting cast situation for year two. That's the plan. Any other administrative items we need to tackle before we get into it?
No, I think we can jump.
Any other
jump right in the show? Right?
Yeah, we'll jump right in today.
Right. All right.
Coaching.
Yeah, I got the
quick
stuff
refresher for anybody who's not familiar with the concept. Coaching, quarterback room, offensive line, running game, pass catchers, and defense. Those six categories graded on a 1, which is bad, to 5, which is amazing and the greatest ever. We did it last year for all the rookie quarterbacks in the first round. This year, we're doing it for Kenny Pickett. The 5 quarterbacks we did for last year, but an updated look in year 2. And we're also adding Davis Mills. I'm done. I'll shut up.
All right. Coaching. We're going to evaluate the coaching situation for Justin Fields in year 2. Head coach, it's a new one. Matt Eberflus comes over from the Colts. Defensive coordinator there. Now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Offensive coordinator Luke Getsy, 38 years old. He was an offensive assistant since 2014 with Green Bay, except for one season, 2018. He went to be the offensive coordinator for Mississippi State, then found his way back to Green Bay. Different roles, wide receivers coach, was the quarterback's coach for a little bit. So, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers, he was there as part of the Jordan Love. You know, we haven't seen Jordan Love really play, but he's at least been around a young quarterback there. Passing game coordinator is Tyke Tolbert, who was a longtime wide receivers coach in the NFL, literally just different teams since 2003, Carolina Panthers, Cardinals, the Bills, a lot of different teams. He was the wide receiver coach for, and yeah, he really is. But this is his first time not being a wide receivers coach, so I'm sure he's excited to extend his responsibilities. And then the quarterbacks coach is Andre Janaco, 34 years old. Has been an assistant, an offensive assistant with the Vikings since 2015. So they raided some of the NFC North coaching staffs, right? Pulled one from the Packers, pulled one from the Vikings here to fill this thing out around Justin Fields.
Can I start with this? There is a reasonable chance, and I don't think it should be considered unrealistic, that the Chicago Bears coaching staff might end up being good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But we are looking at this through the perspective of providing support, infrastructure, guidance, and coaching for a second-year quarterback. And I don't know how much worse I could have picked this to be. A lot of youth, a lot of inexperience, and the head coach is a primary focus on the defensive side of the ball. For an organization, no less, that is notorious for ping-ponging around quarterbacks and not actually making a commitment and sticking with one. The Indianapolis Colts.
Do you wonder how much of this is the failed offensive minds that they've been through? You think about Mark Trestman, you think about Matt Nagy. Didn't go great. I know. Dude's catching a stray for no reason. Sorry, Jim. We'll see you soon.
No mention of Adam Gase, offensive genius.
You know, that was with color. That was like their one good year they ever had offensively. But he wasn't their head coach. Like, The successful Bears teams have come with like Lovey Smith and, you know, Mike Ditka, offensive player, but yeah.
That's great.
I give it a 2.
It would be bad process to say, well, historically we've done good with defensive coaches.
I know. I'm just trying to
hire. Can't seem to get it done.
I'm trying to figure out why they did it.
Bro, you guys gave up an extra 1 to go get this guy. I gave it a 1. I don't see anything to get excited about.
And thank you.
And like, I'm not trying to dump on these coaches. Like I said, like, there's a realistic outcome that they'll be successful coaches and that this thing will work out. But I don't know how you look at the resumes and the qualifications and the experience of the coaches that they have and be like, yeah, that's what Justin Fields needs to be the best version of himself after he really struggled. And hey, let's be honest, we're not really doing him any favors with personnel this year either. I'll take the L if it's a bad take, but I'm like,
no, your process is good
on the process.
Your process is good. I may have given it an aggressive 2. It's definitely below average, and there's a lot to learn about this group of coaches. Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approve to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approve, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approve connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save their customers on average over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Which right, is, you have a lot to learn about your quarterback. And you talk about developing pieces around a developing quarterback. That extends to coaches, too. So I settled on a one for this coaching staff in support of Justin Fields. Quarterback room.
Yes.
Trevor Siemian, Nathan Peterman, the other two quarterbacks on the roster. Did I forget anybody?
No, that's it.
Okay. Trevor Siemian's been around the league for a bit as a backup quarterback, right? So there's mm-hmm. some valuable experience in being in the backup role. Mm-hmm. Nathan Peterman is obviously Nathan Peterman.
I've seen
Nathan
Peterman.
If he ever sees the field, you're in trouble.
Listen, I've seen him win a quarterback job to be a day one, week one starter. Beat out Josh Allen
to be the starting quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
Lasted two quarters.
Yep.
He's good in that preseason, man. Really good preseason player.
This ain't above a two, is it?
No, I gave it a two. Obviously, you don't want either of these two people to play, but they may be good support for Justin Fields. These guys have been in the league, Peterman since 2017. I think Siemian probably at least that long. So guys that have been around a lot of different offenses, have been exposed to a lot of football, have been coached through a lot of football. And Peterman spent time with Gruden. It's certainly not average or above average, but I can respect that they have two guys that have been in the league for some reasonable level of time.
Here on National Bourbon Day, I will be taking a sip every time we grade a category under a 2.5.
Okay, so, well, keep the bottle ready, Kyle.
I'll be head over heels by the time we bring it to a close today.
All right.
I didn't even get my grade yet.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought that was your way of saying, but go ahead. That was my bad. I jumped the gun.
It's
I'm
under
sorry.
A 2.5. It's a 1.75. I wanted to give it worse, but Trevor Siemian in the backup role, like that's what he's tailor-made to be, is a backup quarterback in the NFL. So at the very least, I do think you have some redeeming quality there, but there's no like veteran starter stewardness for him to be able to lean on. There's no former first-round pick for him to be able to tap into for the failures of a quarterback of past. So how old was the, you said the quarterback's coach was 34?
QB coach is 34. Yep.
Yeah, 34-year-old quarterback's coach and Trevor Siemian and Nathan Peterman is your quarterback. That's your quarterback room with Justin Fields. Okay. Okay, 1 3/4.
Offensive line. I mean, this is where it gets real bad, right? Let's be honest here. This is not good.
Joel, it can't get any. This is where it gets real bad. They've got 2 3/4 points from the first two categories combined.
Yeah, I know, but this is the worst thing. This is the worst thing about, in my mind, this is the worst thing about how the Bears have supported Justin Fields entering his second season. Left tackle Larry Borum, the good player. Left guard Cody Whitehair. He's a reasonable starter in the NFL. Center Lucas Patrick's, right guard Sam Mustipher, right tackle Tevin Jenkins. This is a complete failure. This is a one. This is not how you surround your quarterback entering their second season.
Your key backup players on the line, Julian Davenport, Lechavius Simmons, Dakota Dozier, fifth round rookie Braxton Jones, sixth round pick Doug Kramer, and seventh round pick Jatari Carter. They'll say, oh, they drafted three linemen. What else could you ask for them to do? It's a good thing you let James Daniels walk out the door. He definitely couldn't have helped you.
And they tried to sign Ryan Bates. They did sign Ryan Bates as a restricted free agent, but the Bills matched it. That would have been a great player for them to add to this offensive line. But, like, go get him. Make it so that the Bills can't match it. Like,
right, have some conviction with your personnel. And I get, like, the whole argument is, oh, Ryan Poles in his first year. You got to get the lay of the land. You're on the clock.
Right.
Like, your quarterback's on the clock. I gave it a 1.5.
I gave it a 1. You're higher on the Bears offensive line than I am. Let the record state.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's – we also did not mention what's the Oklahoma State kid?
Tevin Jenkins.
We didn't mention that he is dealing with some medical stuff. If he's healthy, I think he might have to be a guard at the next level because he didn't really take pass sets at Oklahoma State, right? They ran this super high RPO heavy passing game. So, like, you didn't know it was going to be in space. Take the evaluation this summer. And if you got to move inside, like, just get him to the spot where he can be the best version of himself. Larry Borum, they seem to like. So Larry Borum has size, anchor, and length. Those are the things that he had coming out of Missouri when they drafted him in the fifth round. He's got some Trent Brown skills in the bag. Like, there's some things that you can bank on to potentially get better play, but it's a total shot in the dark. So I gave it a 1.5. I didn't give it a 1-1 because Tevin Jenkins has plenty of potential. I just don't know that he's a tackle. And Larry Borum, they seem to like. So if those two guys hit, I know if ifs and nuts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But, you know,
we can get from a 1 to 1.5.
Yeah, we can get from a 1 to 1. We could get from a 1.5 to a 2 if they hit. So I do want to acknowledge there is some upside there, but it's just such a shot in the dark. Go ahead. I'm done.
You know what's a 5, though, Kyle? We're not going to be giving out any 5s today, but I'm giving a 5 to the Sonos Ray speaker. This thing is absolutely phenomenal. Five. We talked all about it yesterday in the podcast, how easy it is to use the amazing sound quality. But then I started to think, like, what about listening to Draft Dudes on your Sonos Ray? Like, the fine Chris Schubert produced podcast through that Sonos Ray. Well, you can do that with your speaker if you were to get one. And it's really cool how you can set this thing up. There's free music on Sonos Radio, and you can really build, like, the entire household situation where you can have speakers in multiple rooms, control it from the app, and that Sonos Ray really being at the foundation of your speaker experience. Like I said, I've been playing music through mine. I can't wait to watch football games coming through the Sonos Ray, and it's really enhanced my experience so far, and I haven't even gotten to my favorite thing to watch on TV, which is football. Could you imagine, like, have you played video games on it? I'm sure, like, Madden or whatever.
No, I have not fired up my console this summer.
Yes. Well, so I'm sure that's going to be a fun
take an L on that
experience. Well, get yourself a Sonos Ray. You can learn more at Sonos.com.
Joe, you mentioned, you know, gaming with that kind of dynamic sound, a fun experience. You know what else should be a fun experience? Getting intimate with your partner in the bedroom should be the best part of your day when you have time to get there. Don't let whatever happened during your day get in your head and ruin the fun. The chewables from BlueChew.com can make sure you're able to perform at your best when you have the opportunity to have fun. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men combat all forms of ED because Blue Chew is an online subscription service. There are no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations. You don't got to wait in line and give the prescription slip to the teller at CVS. No, it ships right to your front door in discreet packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, all done online. If you don't like swallowing pills, here's good news. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and they're made in the USA, prepared to ship direct, so it's cheaper than the pharmacy. Here's a deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BELIEVE at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That is BlueChew.com, promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your first month free.
Let's talk about this run game, Kyle.
This is weird. This is tough because you have a productive player in David Montgomery. He's going to get a high volume. You know that. The volume of touches that David Montgomery is going to get, and he has shown that he can break some explosive runs. But the question is, behind this offensive line with a new system, how proficient and how effective can we really expect it to be?
Yeah, I share in your concerns. I like David Montgomery. I like Khalil Herbert as the backup. I think they're nice complementary players. Darrington Evans, third round pick.
This the best position group on the Bears offense?
On the offense,
David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Darrington Evans.
Yeah, that's the best position group. I would agree with that. But how does this all work, especially when you have an unproven quarterback and you have, we'll get to the pass catchers, but not necessarily a star-studded group there. Teams are going to dare you, right, to play a certain way. And I think the Bears are going to want to run the football. And I think the defenses are going to say, no, we're going to load up and we're going to dare you to use your passing, you know, your quarterback and your unproven weapons to go with that quarterback and see if your protection can hold up. And I just think it's going to be really difficult to find space. And so I think if I'm playing the Bears, I'm going to try to take away the run game and see what Justin Fields has. And maybe that's a good thing, but I think this run game is going to have trouble getting going.
My blueprint to play the Bears every week is I'm going to put 8 in the box. I'm going to play catch coverage where anything that's quick hitters is going to be in front of my face to rally to tackle. And I'm going to shade the free safety to wherever Darnell Mooney is. Go ahead. Byron Pringle, you want to beat a guy one-on-one consistently all day long to win a football game? Go ahead. Velus Jones, you're a rookie from the third round. I like Velus Jones' skill set. But if he's going to be the X factor that's going to win you a football game, EQ St. Brown, do you trust those guys to win one-on-ones for 60 minutes?
No.
And if you do, great. Go out and do it. And if you don't, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. But yeah, a lot of 8-man boxes for Chicago. I gave it a 2.5.
I gave it a 2.
Based on the merits of the offensive backs, I did give it a 2.
Oh, yeah, I can get on board there, but I think when you couple it with the offensive line, and so it's run game is the category. I think that obviously running the football is contingent on a lot of things working together. It's relying on the offensive line getting its job done. Don't like this group of run blockers. And I think it limits a pretty good group of runners. And so I gave it a 2.
Okay. All right. Well, it's our highest category yet, right?
Collectively, a 4.5. Yeah, I think that's probably a point and a half higher than anything else we've done.
Great. I'm going to put the bottle down. But now we're going to go to pass catchers. So now I'm going to pick the bottle back up because we just went through the gauntlet. Darnell Mooney's a really good football player. Let's be totally fair. Year. Darnell Mooney's a very, very good football player. Cole Kmet, you're hoping for him realizing his potential as a second-round pick out of Notre Dame in 2020. David Montgomery as a pass catcher out of the backfield. You mentioned Khalil Herbert. They have some guys who can do some things with the ball in their hands. But EQ St. Brown, Byron Pringle, Velus Jones, Dante Pettis, and Tajay Sharp. These are the standout additions to the wide receiver room for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, it's not a good group. Here's what I'll say. If I'm trying to understand the vision here, and I look at the personnel, I think the idea here is that you have a collection of receivers that have a good vertical receiving skill set, right? Guys that can push the defense down the field. And so maybe the thought process here is the way that you get teams out of those heavy boxes is you have a number of guys here that you feel like can win vertically, and that'll soften teams up a little bit. And you have a quarterback in Justin Fields that I believe can throw the football down the field very successfully. And I think the success of the Bears offense in 2022 is going to be tied to their ability to actually be a good vertical passing offense, because I think they're going to need it based on the personnel that they have. Now, that puts a lot back on the offensive line. If you're going to try to push down the ball down the field, you're going to need these guys to hold up. But I think that's the vision. That said, I want more differentiating skill sets in my receiving core. I feel like there's a lot of redundancy here. And it's not like EQ St. Brown and Byron Pringle have played with good quarterbacks, right? Like, they've had their chance. I give Mooney a lot of credit for the production he had last year with that quarterback situation the way that it was. Velus Jones, I'm interested in, but he's, you know, older prospect. I think he'll give him speed, yards after catch, returns ability. And we'll see with Cole Kmet. I don't love this group, man. I don't.
Let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did. That sounded like it was going to start with a straight line number. Compare it to Jacksonville's. With what you remember about Jacksonville with Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, Travis Etienne, Marvin Jones. I think I'm forgetting somebody of significance.
Zay Jones, LaVisca Chenault.
Zay Jones is the one I was forgetting. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a better group than this, right? In its entirety?
I think so. Yeah.
And that was what helped steer me to score this, because I gave Jacksonville a 2. And I said, Darnell Mooney's probably the best player out of all these players that we're talking about between these two teams. But I can't in good conscience look at the entire group and score it equal to or better than Jacksonville. So I gave it a 1.75.
All right. 1.75 for me as well. Drink up, Kyle. Happy National Bourbon Day.
Happy National Bourbon Day. What a perfect
defense
day to do the
last
offense. Sure. Let's talk about a Bears defense that traded away Khalil Mack and let Akeem Hicks leave in free agency. And who else am I? Replaced him with Al-Kadeen Muhammad, who's a good football player. Al-Kadeen Muhammad's a good football player. He's been a good rotational pass rusher for the Colts. But like him, Mario Edwards, Travis Gibson, fifth-round pick Dominique Robinson, these are the guys in contention to start at the opposite end spot right now. Your interior line is Justin Jones, Angelo Blackson, Kyrus Tonga, and Mike Pennell. You got Roquan Smith in the middle of this defense. Your other two outside linebackers are Matthew Adams and Nicholas Moreau, with Noah Dawkins and Joe Thomas behind him. Jack Sanborn is a UDFA, who might be the third best linebacker on the roster. Thank God we use those 2 second-round picks on DBs, though. Thank goodness.
Well, you look, I mean, Jalen Johnson
at free safety. And Tavon Young, who cannot stay healthy in the nickel.
It's concerning. I will say that Matt Eberflus does have a nice pedigree of coaching defense, but he's going to take his best work to get this unit to play well together, because it's, from a talent perspective, it's simply put lacking.
What did you give it?
Who's their guys that are going to dictate the action up front? I mean, I know Roquan Smith's a good player. Hey, Robert Quinn's a good player, but like, you need more, and you have a lot of inexperience in the secondary. You're potentially starting two rookies in Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon. I'd expect those two players to start, to be honest with you. There's a lot to prove here.
I gave it a two.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give the coaching staff the benefit of the doubt here.
I didn't give out a grade above a two for any of the six categories.
They got a 2.5 in the run game for me, but four of their six didn't even get a two. They got under a two.
Wow.
Started with a one in some degree.
Wow. Year two, Chris, for Justin Fields. Yeah, Chris, year come in here Justin and break Fields. Everyone's heart.
Go get him, big guy.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Hey.
That was a rough listen, you know, from my perspective. I have the numbers
National
for you.
Bourbon Day, Chris.
I have the numbers for you. In total, a 10.5 for you, Kyle, down from the 20.5 you gave it last year.
Wow.
Joe, a 10.75 for you, down from the 18.75 you gave it from a year ago. And I don't believe that this is going to be a surprise to any of you guys, but this is the worst quarterback situation we have graded since doing this project. This is the worst quarterback situation of 2022. It is worse than any of the situations in 2021. You guys, the lowest last year was Zach Wilson for both of you. You gave that, Joe, you gave that a 12. Kyle, you gave that a 13.5. So you are multiple points off of that. That comes in 10th on the list out of all the grades that we have given so far.
With Chris, two to go, and I'm going to tell you right now, we might get a contender for this grade before it's all said and done.
I mean, we got Mac Jones and Davis Mills. We'll see what happens. But
we might get
Chris,
a contender.
I have a question.
Yes, Joseph.
So combined, Kyle and I gave out a 21.25
correct
to Justin Fields in 2022. Where correct does that combined number of 21.25 rank in this entire overall project to this point?
So if I took a 21.25 and I put it on each of your lists, Joe, it would be third for you with 2021 Trey Lance and 2021 Mac Jones as the only things above it. Kyle, for you, that would be tied with 2022 Trey Lance, with 2021 Trey Lance and 2021 Mac Jones above it. It would be just above, if I combined you, it would be just above your 2021 grade for Justin Fields, Kyle.
Wow.
So that is that is the difference of where this team subtracted from a year ago.
Adjust your expectations accordingly, right? I mean,
yeah, we read the handbook and did the George Costanza thing where we did the complete opposite of every instinct and intuition that exists here from every front. And I get you didn't have a first round pick because you drafted Justin Fields, but that's what happens when you draft a quarterback with a coach on the hot seat and a GM on the hot seat trying to save their jobs, and the new guy comes in and says, I got to get this thing set the way that I want. And there was seemingly little to no concern. I don't care how much Justin Fields talks about how excited he is to throw to these guys.
It's got to say that stuff.
Because you're obligated to say that, and there's been a concentrated effort to kind of put lipstick on this situation. I just checked the cabinets upstairs. There's no lipstick in the house. Like, we're not doing it.
Our friends over at Bet Online have the Bears win total at 6.5. Would you like to take the over or the under based on what you just did here today?
I would smash under the under on that on this roster. So, thanks to our friends at Bet Online. Shout out Chris for bringing them back into the fray here as we sign off for the day. Thanks to our friends at Bet Online for their continued support of the show. And thank all of you for listening or watching Draft Dudes. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day. We got Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. We'll be exploring his situation. as we continue working through this series, which has been eye-opening and has certainly changed my perception on a couple of teams. And Joe, I'm sure it has for you as well. That is going to do it. Happy National Bourbon Day to everybody. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Thanks for checking out Draft Dudes.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.